All right, and once again, we are excited to have Sister Helen, who's going to be who knows what she's going to be doing for us today. We I don't know. There's going to be a surprise here, I think. But after the great message we heard from Brother Smith last night, what better person to speak to us this morning than his own mother, Sister Helen, our dear Sister Helen. We love and appreciate Sister Helen. She's helped our church to grow in many ways, church, from spiritual things, but also she's helped our church to grow in size and in weight. And those of you who have tasted her great cooking, the cookies, the cakes, and all that, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Sister Helen, are you there now?
I'm here.
All right. We're going to give it over to you now, Sister Helen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, church. I feel very honored to be speaking today, especially after last night. What a powerful message. And I don't say that boastfully wrong. I say it proud and thank God. To God be the glory. I want to give honor to Brother and Sister Clark. Thank you for being my pastor and pastor's wife. I love you and your family more than you ever realize. Wow, what a 9 weeks this has been on shelter and stay. I did not plan to be on shelter and stay, but my kids and God had other plans, and it has been an experience. I know God wanted to get my attention and probably other attention, too, from some of our people, but he got mine. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And when I read that scripture, I thought, wow, well, I'm still, so let's get busy then, God. But before, we get so busy with things that we put him on the back burner, and I know I was guilty of that. I had a job that was intense and taking care of a house, doing everything that when you're alone, but God is faithful. And he wants our full attention. He's a jealous God, not of us, but for us. He has a jealousy yearn for us, our full attention, not just when we're it's convenient for us. Brother Clark has preached a sermon on Martha was a Mary spirit. I have that CD, and I listen to it because that is my desire now, to be more of a Mary, to have a Mary spirit. I can do the Martha, and I'm like to keep busy, but I want to be more of a Mary now, and it's happening. About a month ago, I was up at 5, and God put all these songs in my head. I tried to go back to sleep, and all I could do is hum them and sing them in my mind. Finally got up at 6 o'clock and came to my computer and looked up the verses because I forgot them. And I went straight to the piano. And I think I played that piano more in the last 2 months than I have the whole 20 years that I was in my other house. But it has been such a joy to me, a peace in my home. Before I knew it, it was 2 to 3 hours. And I thought, wow, but I could just play and worship God. And here are some of the songs that God put in my heart that is absolutely vital to this situation we're in now. My Jesus knows just what I need. Search me, O God. And that is what has been on my mind ever since God started dealing with me here when I didn't have anything else to do. And he kind of said, well, why don't you search your heart? So here's part of it. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Let me I have sung that over and over and over. God is faithful. Another song was Prayer is the Key to Heaven, but Faith Unlocks the Door. Prayer without faith is like a boat without an oar. So we can heard that little saying about faith. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and no one was there. So faith is not believing God can. He's believing God will. And I can't go into all the songs because there's just too many. But I know last night when Tim was preaching and he was saying, let God use you. Well, then the song came to me, Jesus, use me. And I want to do that for you, but not right now. I want to give a little testimony of how we came back to Ontario. I was 7 years old when we came to Ontario. And when I was 13, we moved to Pomona, and I was there for 26 years when we came back. The kid's dad left in 78, and I'll be honest, I was scared, and really scared. I had to be the sole provider of the family, take care of the house, take care of two teenagers. They were 13 and 15, and I had to make a decision because Joe was the assistant pastor in Pomona. The pastor had backslid, and then he did. A new pastor came in, Brother and Sister Smelser were precious people. I loved them, but I could not go and really forget things that were happening or that had happened before. So I put a fleece before the Lord, and I don't know if you know believe in fleeces, but I didn't know if I did. I had been the secretary of the church, and I hadn't done the books in 3 months. I had all the information, but I just didn't do them. And I sat down in the end of January 1979, and I said, God, if you will help me do these books and they come out balanced, I will change and go to take the kids to Ontario. I sat down at 6 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it was perfect, to the penny balanced. And I said, thank you, God. And it was God's perfect will for me to go back to Ontario and take my kids. They both got in church, got rebaptized. They both got the Holy Ghost. And both of them are great kids. Tim was fighting, really arguing with God, I guess. He said, Mom, I don't know what to do when he graduated. I want to be a cop. And his dad was a police officer on the Ontario PD. And I said, honey, go talk to Brother Rip Faulkner. He was a great man of God in the church, and some of you know him, some don't, but he was a lieutenant on the Los Angeles Police Department. And he could live for God. But that doesn't mean that everybody could, but it also doesn't mean that people, they just weren't giving the police their honors as they used to. So he talked to Brother Rick, and Brother Rick gave him some wisdom, and he took it. And so he was still, said, Mom, I don't want to be a preacher. Look what happened to Dad, and look what happened to the pastor. I said, honey, they're not all like that. Just get God's will in your life. So he did, and I just give all the credit to God the way he's doing now, because he did not want to be a preacher. But he's one of the best I know, and I know I'm a proud mama. Thank you, Jesus. So when we went back to Ontario in 79, it was friends were there, and they helped me through my problem of just being scared. My family was there. My brother Larry became a substitute father for my kids. They were 13 and 15. But while we were there, that's when they both had their own personal relationship with God. I remember waking up at 3 a.m. When I started going over there, God gave me the scripture a good name is rather to be chosen than riches. And I have kept that in my heart the whole time. God has been so good to me and so good to my kids. I know Trina has a good heart. She's been listening more now during this time. And I know that God's dealing with her, and I know she's going to be coming back. But there's some of the words in one of the songs I wanted to tell you, Peace in the Midst of the Storm. It says, when the world that I've been living in collapses at my feet, when my life is all tattered and torn, though I'm windswept, I've been battered, I'm going to cling to the old rugged cross, because there I'll find peace in the midst of the storm. And another one that I was doing was, whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord. Do we really mean that? Because sometimes God puts more on us than we think we're able to bear, but he said he would never do that. And I trust him and believe him, because we sometimes pray for our relatives and friends, and then something happens. Oh, no, what happened to them? Well, you said whatever it takes. Well, that's right. It says I'll take sunshine for rain, comfort for pain, that's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes for my will to break, that's what I'll be willing to do. And since Tim said that last night when he was talking and he said, let God use you, this song come to my heart, and I want to do it now.
Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, please don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I must do. Even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. So the cross be great, I'll work for you. Lord, I'll be your witness. If you will help my weakness, I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of you. Through eyes of faith I now see you on the cross of Calvary. It makes me willing, Jesus, to press on. Jesus, use me. Oh, Lord, please don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I must do. Even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cross be great, I'll work for you.
That's my desire. I want to do more for God. I told Brother Clark a few months ago, before I even moved here, I said, I just want to move to a smaller place so I can do more for God. I was thinking really of helping Christy with the preschool, and when it gets back, I still want to do that, to do what I can to do more for God, but I want to be a witness to him. Thank you, Brother Vic. I love all of you.
Sister Helen, thank you, thank you, thank you. What a blessing this was today, church. We even got to hear Sister Helen sing and play the piano. I don't think none of us expected that today. A woman of many, many talents. And one of the statements that she made was, and I try to write it down here, I've played the piano more in the last few weeks than I have in the last, I believe she said last several months or last 6 months in my old home.
20 years.
I know we can... Oh, my goodness, though. I misquoted. In the last 20 years, she's played more the piano more in the last several weeks. And so I know that all of us can reflect on that. We all kind of feel cooped up, locked in. We're limited, but we're not limited, church. We can start bringing out those old talents that have been sitting there for a long time, and this is an opportunity. Again, thank you, Sister Helen, for your great voice of wisdom and experience. What a powerful testimony.
Brother Vic.
The last thing I need to say to the church and to Sister Helen is I have a confession to make, church. I need you to pray for me. I may have sinned. You see, the last time Sister Helen made a batch of her pecan pies a few weeks ago, I ate one whole little pie in one sitting. I couldn't help myself, church. They're amazing. With that said, I believe Sister Helen is still taking orders. If anyone wants to take any orders,
Brother Vic.
I believe she'll take orders for pecan pies or any other of the goodies that she makes. Sister Helen, thank you. Thank you so
can
much.
Can you hear me, Brother Vic?
I can hear you, Sister Clark. Go ahead.
Sister Helen, that was awesome. And I love the singing. That was so good, and the playing and those songs. So this was so good. I'm checking in.
Thank you so much.
When I can, I'm not always available to be on the phone, but when I am, I'm enjoying it all. And then I can go back and listen to everything. So we love you all. And Sister Helen, that was so good. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Sister Clark's church. We got another surprise blessing from Sister Clark just now. Thank you, Pastor and Sister Clark. And thank you again, Sister Helen. Everyone, we're blessed. We're blessed to have people like Sister Helen with all of her many talents. Why don't we just thank God together one more time. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blessing that Sister Helen is, Lord God. Her family and all the many talents that you blessed her with, that we are being blessed with. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to keep your hand of blessing upon everyone this day in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. And with that said, church, we want to remind you about our exciting evening devotion that we're going to be having. We're going to be hearing some more great testimonies from Brother Sid and Sister Jessica tonight at 7:15 p.m. Make sure to tune in to the same number. With that said, God bless all of you and have a great day. Amen.